Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce, the podcast where we interview the people working to recruit, train, and retain the future of the roofing industry. I'm John Espenshade with the National Roofing Contractors Association. Today, we are kicking off our recurring series on women leading the roofing industry. And joining us is the executive director and supreme deity of one of my favorite organizations, National Women in Roofing, Katie Botiford. Katie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. But how do I live up to that intro? My goodness.
Well, I listened to a podcast where they make it a much bigger deal. So this is about as tame as we're going to get. But really, really grateful that you're able to join us and make the time, especially on your vacation.
Thanks for having me.
Certainly. So starting with just a little bit of background about National Women in Roofing. So what is National Women in Roofing? Where are its members? What was the founding like and all that?
NWIR, we basically started back in 2016. Four women got together. I want to call them out by name because it's very important. It was Heidi Ellsworth, Jennifer Stone, Sherry Carlozzi, and Jennifer Ford Smith. They got together and decided, hey, we're in the industry, but we really need a place to support each other and to help, since it is a male-dominated industry. How can we get together and support each other and elevate each other? So that was sort of the genesis of how NWIR came to be. And ever since then, it has just grown by leaps and bounds.
You listed some names there, the people that I've really considered myself lucky to work with since I came on to NRCA. Shout out to Heidi, shout out to Jen. But let's talk about the mission, like direct mission for National Women in Roofing. What are some of the goals that got you guys into that founding space? And, what are some progress that you've made there?
Well, the mission is very simple. In fact, I've worked for a lot of different associations, and this one is about as clear cut as it can be. It is to empower women in the roofing industry. But it goes really beyond that. I mean, the mission, we are supported by four different pillars. You know, we have networking, education, mentorship, and recruiting. And we really believe in that and what women can bring to the industry. You asked, where are our members? You know, we're located nationwide. We have members in virtually every state. We have a large contingent in Canada. And we also have a new member in Switzerland. So who knows, maybe we'll be the International Women of Roofing before you know it.
Cool. Congratulations on that growth. One of the philosophies that we at NRCA very much believe when it comes to workforce development is, well, because women are 51% of the population, yet only about 5% of the roofing industry, that if we're able to get, 5% of the international population to join this industry, we're going to address the workforce shortage by, 30% relatively quickly. Them's the magic of statistics.
And it's crazy that, women bring a unique skill set to the industry. And we firmly believe that a diverse industry is a stronger industry. And that's kind of what we're all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I've one of the contestants at the Skills USA National Contest last year, she competed as well as any of the guys did. And when we do the activities where we, kind of put a hot air welder into the hands of complete novices, we've done this activity a few times, but in the three times that we've done it, women have taken home that newbie roofing prize three times out of three. So there does seem to be a little bit knack, for
the manual dexterity, attention to detail. There's just a lot that women don't realize they bring to the table when it comes to, the construction trade.
So in terms of getting women into the construction trade, what are some of the things that National Women in Roofing is doing to help recruit, train, and retain the future women of this industry, both on the labor side of things and in the management side?
Well, it's been very interesting to me as I've gone around and done various trade shows since I came on board 4 months ago. And I've met a lot of men who've come up to my booth saying, how can I get more women into the industry? They are my best workers. They're my skilled workers. And that just continues to surprise me that that's sort of an unknown quantity out there, that how do I do that? by creating a microsite we call roofingiswomen.org. If you go there, that is a really helpful tool that we've created to just tell more about the industry and the different types of jobs that are available. I think there's a misnomer out there that being in the roofing industry means you are hauling a pack of shingles up on a roof, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's at the core of who we are. And we have some very strong members up there working day to day, making that happen. But there's so many different opportunities out there. I mean, you talk about chemical engineers and designers and CFOs, and we have many women owners in the business. So, you know, the opportunities are endless out there, and it's part of our mission to go out, and by creating that microsite, we're hoping to just help people spread the word, whether it's they direct people there themselves. We also have stories on their videos of the different paths that women have taken. So it's just a function of trying to spread the word is what we're really trying to do.
It's really nice to hear that, you know, you are being approached by, you know, by men in the industry as well, understanding that this is something they can do. Before I get to my next question, Christy Holbrook, also shout out to her. I did not want to forget Christy, who's doing a lot of work, not just in, you know, her home state, but, you know, everywhere else too. So
she is an amazing addition to our executive committee. And, you know, we have a wealth of volunteers. Christy happens to be our vice chair this year, and we have just a wealth of volunteers out there that are making a difference, our board, our executive committee. But we are blessed with, and I've worked with many associations, and I've never had as active, passionate, and dedicated staff of volunteers that are just out there in the trenches every day, really working to promote our mission. It's amazing.
So if someone was listening to this and wanted to volunteer, what might be a step that they could take to reach out and connect?
Well, first thing obviously would be membership. And we are open to male and female members. And I don't think people know that. We had at IRE, which, you know, as you personally know, is one of the best best trade shows out there. We had 35 new members, and half of which were men, which was just astounding and really exciting to see our male allies and advocates coming in and embracing our cause as well. But first step would be joining, and you can find out more about that at nationalwomeninroofing.org, which is our website. But we have a variety of different committees that help support our mission, everything from mentoring to social media, whatever your skill set is, you can come on board. But we also have local councils throughout the country that really are our lifeblood. They're sort of that grassroots effort out there, and they're sometimes by region or state or even metropolitan city. And you can get involved with the councils. And not only are they making a difference in helping recruit members, but they're making a difference in their communities by these community service projects that they do. We have a regular feature on our website called Doing Good. And it's really exciting to see all the different ways that they're contributing to, you know, to their communities.
Yeah, because as you know, we can sit, you know, here in a national organization all we want, but the nuts and bolts of how all this stuff eventually works is direct localized implementation and having those positive effect on those communities. That is the end goal. And it's great to hear that you guys are having, you know, success and getting traction in that space.
We really are. It's been worthwhile to just see people come together and focus. I think my mom told me years ago, she said, you know, when she was giving me relationship advice, she said, it's better to not look at each other, but look outward in the same direction. And I think if you take that to heart when it comes to any type of work, but especially teamwork, instead of looking at each other, you know, what are we working towards? What's our ultimate vision and mission? And I think that's something that we truly embrace at NWIR.
That's a good one. I might put that up on my quote board.
There you go. I'm excited.
So let's get a little bit into your background. You know, relatively new at NWIR. You mentioned that you were in association life before. So how did you come to be involved in National Women in Roofing, in the roofing industry? And what have your early impressions been?
Oh my goodness, I absolutely love it. I've been in association management for about 30 years, which makes me sound really old. but I've been in a variety of different industries. I started out with realtors. I've worked with pharmacists and accountants, but dipped my toe into the construction sector, working with the Southeastern Lumber Manufacturers Association back in the early 2000s, and absolutely fell in love with the industry. At that time, it was mostly family-owned businesses, and we were a regional association. Went on to work with the Construction Suppliers Association for almost a decade, and just embracing that whole lumber and building material dealer thing. When I was at CSA, we actually started a project called Women in Lumber Leadership. And that was sort of my first foray into the whole, how can we support women in a male-dominated field? And boy, did that ever come in handy in a tie-in when this NWIR position became available. A friend of mine saw it advertised, and she said, "Katie, this has your name written all over it." And truly, when I read what their mission is and the makeup of their membership, I just said, this is where I need to be. And it has felt like that ever since. They welcomed me with open arms, and it's just a fantastic group of people.
I know what you mean. I certainly, you know, didn't set off with my undergraduate degree in psychology, thinking that I would eventually be, you know, working as a part of the roofing industry. But one of the pieces of advice I got was, when you're actually in it, you know, it just kind of seems like one step, another step, another step, and not necessarily any kind of, cohesiveness, you know, to some of those. But if you're doing it right, when you look back, it all looks like it was a well laid out and perfectly executed plan.
Yeah, it fits. A man was sitting next to me on a plane a couple of trips ago. I lose track. I've been on the road so much. But he said, "What do you do?" And when I told him, he said, "Wow, I never would have thought that there was an association for that." And I said, "Well, you know, it's so cool to see how it all fits together and how we partner with groups like NRCA, you know, to really reach out and make a difference in this industry." You can say it's not rocket science, or, you know, I'm not a heart surgeon, but what we do is we do make a difference. I had a woman come up to me at IRE at our booth, and she kind of had a tear in her eye. She said, "Katie, I want you to know that NWIR has changed my life." She said, "But before I attended my first NWIR days," which is our conference that we hold in conjunction with IRE every year, she said, "I was a receptionist at my company and I didn't know much about it. I now own the company." And
wow,
you know, we are making a difference in the lives of women and the career trajectories and all of that. And it just is, it's very heartwarming to see that.
Yeah. And really what it's about is getting the most out of the potential of the people that you work with. And that's an exciting space to be in. And yeah, it is kind of, it's an odd journey about how people come to be involved with organizations, one or the other. Really a big reason why I'm at NRCA is because of someone who started at NRCA through a job offer on a cocktail napkin, or maybe it was a napkin at a Cubs game. I recommend people ask Allison LaValle about that if you run into her. I'm sure she'll be happy to tell you the story.
The students that have come by that are in anything from architecture or construction management, the students that have come by our booths at these various shows, it's so interesting to see they crave the knowledge about what opportunities are out there. They're in that kind of gray area where I'm about to graduate. I know I want to be in this field, but what are the opportunities that exist? So it's been sort of a privilege for me to represent the industry and say, okay, let me share with you some of the paths that our own members have taken. We're getting ready to start a new series in our newsletter and online social media about my path to roofing and how they got there, because you know, we had different, one of our board members started off in the chemical side at Dow, and now she is fully invested in our industry. And it's just how did you end up here? You know, whether they were a fashion design major or an architect, it's interesting to see how people make their way and they don't want to leave once they're here.
So as we segue quite gracefully into how people can make their way into this industry, I would like to take a moment to remind everyone that this episode of Growing America's Roofing Workforce is brought to you by Densdek Roof Board. The forecast for your commercial rooftops is unpredictable. Extreme weather, flying debris, heavy installations, foot traffic during maintenance, drop tools, and the dangerous spread of fire can put your roofs at risk. So, are your roofing systems tough enough? To make sure they're resilient, you need to think beyond basic building codes. Densdek roof boards are made with fiberglass matte gypsum and are engineered to resist fire, wind, punctures, and hail. They can also serve as a rigid substrate to handle the extra weight of HVAC and solar equipment. When you anticipate these risks, you establish a reputation for building resiliency into your commercial roofing systems. Visit densdek.com/stopcallbacks for more information. So, getting into the how and the how to recruit and how to develop, let's talk about what resources are available for members of NWIR to go and engage women in their community and to develop them into future leaders.
We do, as I mentioned about our microsite, that roofingiswomen.org, it is a subset of our website. So it really is, it's not designed to sell our association. It really is all about how you can take that path into roofing. We have a series of videos also that are available. We have infographics. We even have a copy. I don't know if you ever saw the Fox Business News segment that was done featuring Meg Ryan and, you know, talking about NWIR specifically. So we've got all sorts of tools that people can share. We're working on a kit for prospective members and prospective people in the industry that that will help them kind of guide them into the different paths that are out there. So I would highly recommend that website and then contacting NWIR for, you know, the various tools. We're in the process of revamping our website, so please be patient with us as we try to make it a little more user-friendly, but we'll definitely have a toolkit on there as well that people can use in recruiting.
Excellent. And NRCA's website recently went through, you know, an update as well, which is amazing. So props to our team for getting that done. And good luck to your team.
Y'all did a great job.
Thank you. I hope that one of my colleagues listens to this and passes it along internally.
It's an undertaking, I will tell you, being on the cusp of it.
So speaking of challenges, this segues quite nicely. The challenges facing women in the roofing industry, certainly I'm limited in my ability to perceive. And I think that's important for, you know, people to understand where their capacities might be limited without going outside of what their universe might show them so easily. So why do you think there are so few women involved with this industry, and what can the industry as a whole do to address some of those challenges facing them?
Well, I think that there is a certain stigma about it being a man's industry. And I've seen this not only in roofing, but, you know, I mentioned the construction and lumber and building material background. You know, one of my dearest friends owns a lumber and building material store in Mississippi, and she is the owner. She is the head person in charge, and routinely has men come in and they'll say, "Hey there, little lady, let me talk to the person who knows, you know, knows what they're talking about." And she said, "That would be me." And she said, "No, seriously, let me talk to the owner." And so she'll turn around, walk in the back, come right back out and say, "How can I help you?" And it kind of puts them in their place a little bit. But it's just, it's mind blowing that we're still dealing with that level of just the mental block of a woman can be the person in the know when it comes to construction and roofing. But I do think the stigma is there, and it's just up to us to open their eyes and talk about these things. And that's what makes an organization like NWIR so important, is that we do have those conversations and we say, what are your challenges and how did you overcome? And just that networking and sharing with each other. But it's up to us also to get the message out there that women are perfectly capable of being in this industry. And it's important. It's an important message to spread, but I do think it's just a stigma out there.
Yeah. And My theory on being wrong, which happens more than zero times, is I call it the Piketty principle, which, you know, as you know, like little kids, when they're learning how to say words, they will mispronounce their phonemes. And one day, Piketty becomes spaghetti, and it stays that way forever. So the idea that there's always this key that can be turned in order to unlock, like, oh, okay, I was wrong, and now I am not. But certainly when you get situations like, I know I'm right, and they are wrong, a phrase I like to use for that is loud wrong. It's okay to be wrong, but being loud wrong requires an apology. So as we continue to, you know, grow and develop, you know, and allow space for women to enter this industry and then flourish. So, any other people that you want to shout out that you've been able to work with in your early days with NWIR, just giving them the space and the shine that, you know, you can recall off cuff?
Well, I mean, obviously the executive committee that hired me, and I Michelle Boykin with Rackley Roofing has rolled off of our EC, but she was instrumental in my initial onboarding process. When I came on in November, I was hired November 1st, and on November 15th, I was sitting in my PJs with the executive committee going over our bylaws at 10:30 p.m. on a Friday night. So the dedication that these women have, and I will shout them out by name, it's Anna Anderson with Art Unlimited. She is our current chair, and she is a force to be reckoned with, let me tell you. She's actually here in San Antonio with me right now speaking at an event. Jennifer Keegan is our immediate past chair. She was chair when I came on board. She's with GAF. And Jennifer, I like to call her the Energizer Bunny. She doesn't stop. Nothing slows her down, and she's pretty amazing. Christy Holbrook, with you just spoke with Graham Roofing, she's a tiger, and she is one of those people that you just know is authentic to the core. And I think you mentioned earlier, she also works with a group called Forge, which is helping young folks learn about the industry. So I think she's just got her hands full with trying to help us. And then we've got Christine Mockenhaupt, who is, and I pronounced her name right. I'm so excited. She is with the SRS, and she is our treasurer. Just another force. And then our newest person on our executive committee is Dawn Holsinger with Delta Rep Group. And Dawn is new to the committee, but has jumped in with both feet. And these women are just a representative sample of the dedication and the passion out there. I mean, I could go on and name every one of our board members, but they are, they're in the weeds, but they're dedicated, and they are just out there day to day balancing family, work, life, but also the mission of NWIR. And I'm inspired by them. And it's really an honor to work alongside them to help further our mission.
You mentioned a lot of names that I'm very proud to say that I know. And it's nice to know that some of the women who are forerunners in National Women in Roofing are doing so much to reach over to the broader NRCA side of things and are so heavily engaged. I believe I had Anna on for this podcast last year, and I definitely remember, you know, the kind of passion that she speaks with. And it's exciting to know that as NWIR kind of looks into, you know, the chapter with you at the helm, that there is so much great engagement from great individuals who understand it and are working passionately in PJs late on Friday nights. I am also in my PJs usually by 10:30 on a Friday night, but it's not usually on a Zoom call going over bylaws for an organization.
Oh, exactly. And we were actually in person. That was what was so amazing is here we are, we're at a planning retreat. You know, we could be out in Nashville having a good time, but nope, we are there doing bylaws and budget and all the things. And I knew right then that these people were in it and they get it. And that's what makes my job rewarding.
So, Katie, real quick, before I get into my monthly workforce development update, why don't you recap some of the resources that are available and remind people where they can find them?
Sure. We have a couple of different, the ones that I really want you to remember, of course, is our website at nationalwomeninroofing.org. And then also the microsite, roofingiswomen.org. Those are the two that can really, really drive you to NWIR, and you can see what all we have available.
All right. So this has been Katie Botiford, the Executive Director, Supreme Deity, the Chancellor, the Primary Ambassador. I'm going to run out of them. The rule of three. Three is all I got.
Oh, I thought you were going to throw in Goddess. I hate.
Oh, Goddess. Yes. And Goddess of National Women in Roofing, Katie Botiford. And this month's Workforce Development Update. We have our plans set for the Skills USA Texpo. We are going to have a scaffold built where students can come, they can walk up a stairway, and they can actually learn how to do a little bit of thermoplastic welding from an elevation that is done safely. So we'll have students coming up, we'll be able to do some welding, they will get the experience of what it's like to be on an elevated surface and have this tool in their hand and really get a feel for it, all done with the utmost safety precautions taken in place. We're also going to have a drone cage. We are going to have information for students and teachers and advisors to take about how the NRCA track courses are free for any career and technical education system. And we're also proud to announce that we are getting those same courses involved into correctional facilities around the country. There's a lot more of that to come, but things are very much heating up on that space. So if you are interested in learning more, my name is John Espenshade. That is pronounced Espenshade. There are some of you out there that are mispronouncing that. And, you know, like your people, Katie, I completely forgive those mispronunciations. But if you're ever wondering how to spell it or say it, you can always contact me, my first initial and then my last name, at nrca.net. It's available on our website. So, wrapping for this month, Katie, thank you very much for joining us and sharing your mission. Look forward to seeing you soon.